Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. Good morning, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high up 62. Yes. And currently, cousins, it is 57 at Rosedale Middle School.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Malcolm X Day?
Woo! Oh, it is his birthday.
Yes, sir, it is.
I feel great, man. I honestly feel amazing this morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying that you do too, Kansas City. This morning, Stacey Shaw, she got some free legal advice coming for you at 7:50.
We know some storms went down last night, and some of our cousins are without electricity. We got you on some updates.
I know I was, boy.
Oh, Lord. TMG goes down at your 23s, which we'll talk about which Boys in the Hood scene was real and had everybody shook. And a big question, is homophobia holding back sports culture? Charles Barkley actually shared some insights.
Girl, what's going on?
Interesting conversations on the way. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. D, what type of tacos you want this week?
Give me some fajitas.
We'll do that, man. Yeah. That sounds good. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Out of chaos, order can be purposefully assembled and maintained. With sufficient effort, clarity and truth can be extracted from confusion, deception, and ambiguity. The potential for goodness always exists. To realize that potential requires work and commitment. It's easy to let life slide into disarray, but that doesn't mean the disarray is inevitable. What makes life good is recognition that it can be, and the discipline to bring about its best possibilities. Whatever goodness you experience is the goodness in which you actively participate. Whether you see the world as dark and meaningless or as beautiful and full of promise, you're right. The direction in which your energy is focused makes all the difference in what that energy creates. Whatever good you seek for all of life, allow it wholly and continually within yourself. Then you can do the work to expand it far and wide. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time, it's a high of 61. Currently, it is 55 in Independence. Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, she is continuing to defend her credentials following some backlash on if she is certified or not.
I went to a school, Argus University, completed an entire program, went back online to get my official transcripts because I was applying to a law school many years ago to be a professor there. And I went to contact and there was no school. I Google, it says this school has been shut down. I said, oh, well, they got to have records. I mean, they were accredited when I finished the program. I go and look, there is a third party that has the records. That third party only holds records for 2 years.
So she continued to go on about, you know, some of the ins and outs of that. But that's a very valid question. In your adult life, how many times has anybody actually said, hey, I need to see your degree. I need to see your transcripts.
Yeah. But if you don't have the right certifications or the right degree, like, you shouldn't be practicing.
Right. If you don't have it, absolutely.
And I'll leave it at that. Because I can't question nobody's degree. I got mine. I'm going to tell y'all, look, I did 20 years at Hot 103 Jams. I got my BS in broadcasting from Northwest Missouri State. You can ask about mine.
Now, you're getting that master's land, that doctorate land, all of that stuff. You know, that's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Right.
But other news, Boys in the Hood. I know that had to be one of your favorite movies back in the day.
It was, definitely.
Probably still on your top 10 list, which many people.
Maybe not 10, but 20 for sure.
Okay, that's valid. Well, Ice Cube breaks down a scene that John Singleton shot that was real life.
They did not let nobody know it was going to be real gunshot. And then John kept saying on the bullhorn, when I say bang, 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 everybody run like it's a, he like, all right. But when it was time to shoot, they pulled out a real AK. Let it off. Just see how everybody react. That's real. Everybody, I was trying to get out of there. I thought, movie over.
It was so real there. If you look back on that scene, Ice Cube almost ran over somebody's leg.
In the car?
Yes. That's when they started. He started off in that car. Like, it was very, very real.
That was after Morris Chestnut was eating the Doritos. Said, oh, no, what about you, punk? Or something like that. He rubbed shoulders with him. Yeah, I remember that movie front to back, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the first ones where I'm like, whoa, okay, these are movies. Because after this came out, New Jack City came out. Mm-hmm. And after that came out, and like Menace Society came out. Mm-hmm. And it was just a plethora
of
just.
To me, they're all in the same type of
pond. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That's my heart and soul right there. Mm-hmm. At the same time as Jodeci and Mary J. Blige and all. Early 90s, baby.
Enjoying it.
Oh, baby, early 90s was
and
a time.
You was a kid watching that, too.
I was a kid, dog. Mm-hmm. Absorbing all of that. So, yeah.
Desensitizing yourself.
Sick. Stop. Don't do that.
Sick. We'll be back at 6:39, cousins.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Storms last night was crazy. Knocking out power for thousands in Kansas City. And matter of fact, I'm sure a lot of people are still going through it right now with Evergy and the power outages. And there was some tornadoes that touched down around the area of Kansas City. So, man, it was a lot going on. What was your experience last night with the storms?
It was crazy outside, but I was under the covers, uncomfortable, under my electric blanket. Once I got the imminent threat message on my phone, I said, oh, yep, it's time to go to sleep. But I saw the winds outside because I definitely went to the car to just make sure everything was good. But yeah, it looked pretty terrible. But so hopefully all our cousins are getting their electricity back and restored. So yeah, make sure you are in contact with Evergy. You can easily go to the website too to see if there is an outage and it's not just, you know, individual for you. And you can check and make sure it's, you know, get the time of when it was reported, when it should be fixed, and all that information, cousin.
And I know people was pissed off at KSHB last night, boy.
What happened?
Well, the game. It was a Western Conference Finals between the Spurs and the Thunder Zone, and they were doing coverage of the tornadoes.
Yeah.
Even though.
Yeah, no. I was like, did the ball go in the hoop?
Oh, man. Well, so, you know, they had the game on the other side on the small portion of the screen, and then the Doppler radar on the other side. So I know, y'all was a little mad at KSHB. Look, they are responsible for people's lives and stuff around here. People depend on the news.
Yeah, and it's local news, too. So that's what's important. We need to know what's going on around the street, around the corner, you know, up the block and
all
that.
Sorry about your parlay, dog. You know, you gotta watch on the ESPN app or something.
Right. If you putting parlays on it, you already got the app anyway. Like, you really invested. And what you do over the weekend, B?
Man, look, so yesterday, we're just going to skip to Monday. Yesterday, I was at Bloodline Studio. My dog, Diego, man, got me hooked up. Almost got my sleeve
tatted
complete.
Up.
I am, dog. I am. I'm legitimately tatted up. So,
and we saying it's like he wasn't already tatted up. He just got more tats.
I needed my sleeve, dog. So.
I feel that.
Shout out to Diego Bloodline Studio. And then the storm didn't stop me from going to the Poppers DJ meet and greet at the I'm KC store.
That's what's up.
So,
was it the one on Ward?
Yeah, Ward Parkway. Yep, so, shout out to the Poppers. saw DJ Fresh. Saw Mac last night.
Yeah, that's what's up.
DJ Rice, I saw him. DJ Montel, DJ Dink.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. But we miss you, Deanna. Where was you at?
Look, I was kicking it over the weekend, but it was hot. I went to Arizona. It was.
Sorry, I lied to one. I just didn't want to go to Arizona. Sorry, I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona.
Yeah, my best friend, she was celebrating her 29th birthday, and so she picked Arizona. She likes hot weather. And so when she texted us and told us to prepare, she was like, it's hot, y'all. I'm just let y'all know. She was not lying, but major shout out to her aunt and uncle. Oh, man, it's beautiful out there. It's like, it gives L.A. vibes. We went up the mountain.
Very calm.
Yeah, but like the buildings, though. Yeah. Like the way that it looked and appeared. Yeah, the structure. Yeah. That's more so what I was referring to. But it looked beautiful. I got a chance to get on the ATVs. We went in the desert. I seen a cactus for the first time. So it was a good experience of just seeing something different.
Okay.
And then being able to come back to the town. So I definitely miss Kansas City. And then my flight got diverted to St. Louis. I ended up in my hometown. Yikes. I said, wait, I'm going home next week. I didn't mean to go right now. And because of the storms that were brewing in Kansas City, they couldn't land here. Oh. So we had to go all the way around. I was on the tarmac for about 2 hours, fell asleep at 2-3 in the morning, and I finally made it to Kansas City, like the time you was probably waking up to get popping for Hustle and Shine in the morning at the streetcar. So.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
Finally, there's this. The streetcar, and we're not going to put too much pressure on Tom and the team. We're just opening something today. But the streetcar has been, in many ways, about bridging gaps. And its next phase, in my opinion, is bridging divides. With the starter line 10 years ago that we started on, Tom, we were able to make it easier to get between downtown, the crossroads, the river market. We've been able to connect the Country Club Plaza, UMKC, our beautiful riverfront. Our next phase is how we bridge those divides that have broken up our community for too long. Across Troost Avenue, across the state line. Yeah. We have more work to do, and we look forward to doing that work ahead. More work to do ahead. Congratulations, Kansas City. Let's go flip the switch. Thank you all so very much.
All right. So that was yesterday at the streetcar expansion at the riverfront. Mayor Lucas delivering some encouraging words. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, because he quoted this on X, he said that East West is coming.
That'd be great.
And I spoke to Streetcar Donnie yesterday. Shout out to her. We love her.
You were live on location, right?
Oh yeah, we did the whole show from there.
Love that.
And so she was like, she gangstered it. I was like, so is East West coming? She was like, oh, we're gonna get the money. I said, oh, you sound like you from 39th Street, Donna. Oh, is that's how we riding with the streetcar? Y'all just gonna force it on everybody? Nah, but not in a bad way.
Of course, we're
just joking. But it's a beautiful addition to the town, man. I really like. I love the streetcar and how it makes the riverfront look.
And that riverfront extension is now open. So hop on it, cousins. And get to it.
When Mayor Lucas, when he delivers, like when he nails the end of a speech.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Is this part?
Congratulations, Kansas City. Let's go flip the switch. Thank you all so very much.
Okay, so if you look at that video, dog, you know, Mayor Lucas, he got that look, dog. When he be done talking, it's that. If you can see it on the stream,
oh, Lord, this guy. You telling all the cousins to go to the stream. You ain't see it. Just go to the Hot 103 Jazz Facebook page right now and just go see what Brother B. Shining is doing this morning.
He nailed it. He was
Lord. I believe it, though, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping at Hot 103 Jams. Ab, we love and appreciate you so much, especially the cousins that's tapping in on the Hot 103 Jam stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and X. Just search Hot 103 Jams so you can see Deanna and I live in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And, of course, all of our cousins that's tapped in the old school way. You're listening on your radio on the way to your job, or you dropping them kids off from 119th to I-35 in Olathe, or if you on 87th and 35 or 35 and 635. We love and appreciate you over there in Kansas, or the downtown loop to the Grandview Triangle. Man, we love and appreciate you. Also, I-49 in Belton from 150 Highway. Look, wherever you are, however you doing it, you tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate and love you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine. Because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, cousin, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shout out, Christ.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only y'all Hustle and Shine in the morning. First off, shout out to all the parents that are now driving to work without their kids in the car, because now you can find something else for them to do, because school is no longer in session for some of our youngins out there, and you're getting ready for the graduation season. Big love on the Facebook page in the comments. Kiara Jenkins, Stacey Davis, Coachella Sims, SK Cuts off Grand. Big love to Onyx Phoenix, sending a shout out to her daughter, Adriana. She graduated from Lincoln High last Monday, so major shout out to you. Carver Harris, Amy Dawn. Amy said, running late, but still got time for Hustle and Shine. That means so much, cousin.
I love that.
We got to wake you
up
the right way.
We weren't being late for it. Look at that.
Look, that's real. Tell your boss. Tell your boss to call us. Big love on the text line coming through. Jameer, Messiah, Nova, Kenyon, have an amazing day at school. Anthony Drone, Shane Blaze, Brandocious. Big love to Sanaya. Congratulations on your fifth grade graduation this morning. Love, Mom. Big shout out to Daniel Vett, sending some love around the town. Also, big love to Isaiah Clark, graduating from Ruskin High. Anastasia Jackson, hey cousin, said good morning. Power went out on yesterday in OP. Thanks to Evergy for getting it back up in the middle of the night.
That power is out. Ain't no power.
Yeah. Shout out to more of our cousins on that text line. Happy last Tuesday of your freshman year to Charlie and Cadence. And also shout out if it's Charlay. Shout out to you. Love, Charlie. Mama Amy.
Fancy.
Lachey Shepherd, hey, say good morning, cousins. Getting in the car, vibing to some SWV, made my morning.
Okay.
I pray y'all have a blessed and a prosperous day. Love and hugs, cousin. Rich Harris, we appreciate you as always. Chef Taco, what it do? Stacy Davis.
Love and
Brandon.
Hugs.
Love and hugs. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, we appreciate you oh so much, family.
Jaleel Fulton, Highland Park High School in Topeka, Kansas. Congratulations to you. Zamian Jones from Ruskin High School. Congratulations to you. Tyler Barber, Kansas School for the Blind. Congratulations, Tyler, for graduating, man. You did it. Tyrese Wilson from Duane University.
Woo-woo.
Shout out to Shamar Douglas from Grandview High School. And Imani Dunlap from Lincoln Prep. Shout out to all the graduates in 2026. Also, D, I ran into a couple cousins yesterday. Linda.
Okay.
Ran into her where we wasn't supposed to be at.
Where was you at?
Nah, I'm just playing. Shout out to Linda. And also, shout out to Natasha and Aubrey Cooper at AC Prep. Also, Mr. Keith Smith. They always tapped in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. Love and appreciate all the cousins, man, for real.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, it is 57 at Lincoln Prep. Food influencer Keith Lee says he might have missed out on a big opportunity with Marlon Wayans because of somebody on his team.
We got an email from Marlon Wayans, and they're doing promotion for Scary Movie 6. They're doing a press tour here in Dallas, and they want us to come and eat some food with them during the press tour. Somebody on our team told them that we need six figures in order to do it, so they backed out. So we got to go back to them and let them know that I don't want to charge a single dollar. I ain't never charged nobody no money to go hang out and eat no food.
I wonder if he gonna fire that person from the team.
He should.
Because what?
But if that is clearly stated in his mandate, like, that shows that somebody's going outside of what the mission is. Because I think he's a very sincere person. And when he's, you know, dealing with these small businesses with people, I think he really sincerely cares about these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for you to try and stain my name or my reputation and my mission and what I'm trying to do, which is help people, like, don't confuse, like, the greed with what I'm trying to do with my mission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And miscommunications can't happen too, because I mean that's a big jump to, if that's not,
that's
what's
a big ass miscommunication.
So it's like, well, no, that's what I'm saying. So was it not, because I know sometimes people do business where they have somebody from their team set a high amount, and if it doesn't get accepted, they kind of reduce it and be like, all right.
But
you know what I mean?
He said he never charged nobody to eat food or hang out.
Yeah, that might be the case. But, I mean, I'm sure he makes his money somehow with certain things. So I'm not saying he would have charged for this specifically. But he got to eat, too. So it wouldn't be invalid if he did charge people so that he can continue to take care of his family.
Somebody was trying to get something on the side.
And that might make some sense right there. Other news, during a recent episode of NBA Tip-Off, Charles Barkley continued the conversation as it turned into homophobia in sports.
First of all, anybody who think we ain't got a bunch of gay players in all sports, they're just stupid. But there is such animosity toward the gay community, and that's what's really unfortunate. You think there are not more gay players in the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, you're just stupid.
Now, this conversation stemmed from them reflecting on the passing of Jason Collins, and he's categorized as the first openly gay NBA player. I think he came out back in 2013 or so. But on the real note of this conversation, I do believe if more people were open about certain things, the world would be forced to have to understand that it's everywhere. You can be whatever you want to be. I think it is what it is.
And for those who don't think it's everywhere, you're stupid, or you're in denial, or you're living under a rock, or you're hateful.
Yeah.
It's gay people everywhere, dog. It's gay people where you work at. It's gay people in your family. Yeah. It's gay people in your religious circles. It's gay people everywhere, dog. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah,
you gonna fight everybody? Gonna hate everybody?
Right. You go knuck if you buck with everybody?
Like, come on, dog.
But it's a difference between understanding just that and then also understanding that there is a culture that has to be accepted around that. And even the boy in the NFL, people are pissed that he's painting his nails. He
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, like people are upset about that, but that's the point, is if people just minded their own business and knew that everyone's not trying to get you or talk to you just because they like certain things, it would be a better place, especially for sports. So I just had to say that.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103
G. D, a trooper with the Missouri State Highway Patrol is facing several charges in connection with a towing corruption scheme after more than a year of investigation. Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson announced that Charles Nate Bradley, a Missouri State Highway Patrolman trooper, was indicted by a grand jury. Mm. Bradley has been charged with 10 counts of tampering with physical evidence, one count of corruption by a public servant, and one count of stealing, and one count of first-degree property damage.
Yikes.
So prosecutors allege that Bradley used his position as trooper to help towing companies profit. He also allegedly stored stolen vehicles improperly, preventing evidence collection. The improper storage, without law enforcement involvement, allowed these towing companies to charge excessive fees, forcing victims of the alleged scheme to pay thousands or give up their vehicles. So Bradley reportedly also accepted gifts from a towing operator involved in the scheme. He also received a stolen necklace worth at least $25,000, which was taken during a jewelry store burglary. And he allegedly kept this necklace in the possession and did not follow evidence recovery procedures. And in connection with one incident, Bradley told a tow truck driver to damage a stolen vehicle to disable it.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, lock him up, throw him away, dog. For real, for real. For real.
He was doing all type of stuff. He was living
everything.
GTA.
And how many more are doing that?
That's a valid question. And it's unfortunate because that messes it up for the hardworking tow truck drivers that aren't, you know, on the take. And same thing for the officers. It's unfortunate.
He might need Stacy Shaw.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacy Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacy Shaw. She knows the law. Stacy, good morning.
We're going to be talking about workplace injuries. So this is actually a really common question that I get. If you get hurt at work, it is super important, number one, to contact your employer in writing. It's not enough just to tell your supervisor. You need to inform them in writing. They should be giving you a form, but if they don't give you a form, immediately send them an email, because you have to have evidence that you've informed them in writing. Because if you don't report your injury to your employer within 30 days, that could jeopardize your claim. Now, you're going to want to go to all of your medical treatment, because your employer is required to send you to the doctor. They're required to pay for your medical treatment. And so there is a dispute that comes about, because sometimes workers comp doctors, they want to release you before you're fully healed. You also want to let them know in writing. If you do not have an email account right now in 2026, this is going to be a real good time to get one, okay? Because you want to contact them in writing about any issue that you're having with your injury. If you're being released before you're fully healed, you want to let them know. Now, if you get into an issue where they're not wanting to send you to the doctor, that's when you're going to call an attorney, and you're going to call one very quickly, because you don't want to have to keep compounding your injury by having to work under duress. Now, in addition to medical payments, that means paying your doctor, they also may be required to pay you what's called temporary total disability benefits, or permanent partial or permanent total disability benefits. We're going to go into that more on Faith Justice Victory today at 11:30 on KPRT, so make sure you hop on over there. But that is compensating you for the reduction of use of your body. Now, this, people think that this is really easy, but actually this type of law, people get tripped up on, and they trust their employer that may not be having their best interest in mind. And so if you've got questions, you can always call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at stacyshawlaw. So remember, hop on over to Faith Justice Victory. We're there every single Tuesday at 11:30 on KPRT. Also, I want to give a shout out to Tay Neal with the Talk KC. I attended the graduation. It was so beautiful. If you have questions about the Talk KC, make sure to find them online because it's a really worthy cause to support. It's an intensive mentoring program for boys, and it's totally amazing. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
$25 an hour for workers at the Waffle Houses in Atlanta? I don't know. Could be on deck. Mm-hmm. Waffle House workers rallied in downtown Atlanta on Friday, saying that they are frustrated with low pay and what they describe as unsafe working conditions. They gathered alongside a United Southern Service Workers Union outside of Waffle House in Atlanta, calling for immediate changes. Their demands include $25 hourly wages, mm-hmm, and end to employees paying for meals while on shift, and 24/7 security at restaurants. So a representative from Atlanta Clark Atlanta University's W.E.B. Du Bois Southern Center for Studies in Public Policy, which led a study on worker complaints, said that employees frequently report harassment from customers, and we can see this all on the internet. It is a total thing. $25 for Waffle House, I don't know. Your scathing and smother might be 10 extra dollars at that point.
Well, now look, we all know about them Waffle House workers, and you know, yeah, they be getting down. They get to it. So y'all done saved a lot of lives late at night. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to pay up. Mm-hmm. Waffle House is one of them places that is just like, and they said unsafe working conditions. I done seen plenty of videos of things going down in Waffle House. Y'all got them people fighting for their life. So pay them people, please.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time. High up 63. Currently is 55 at Park College. Ice Cube and Mike Epps have officially confirmed that last Friday is finally happening. Now, it's in current development with Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema. With targeted spring 2027 release, filming is reportedly expected to begin toward the end of this year. And also reportedly, it will focus a little bit more so on gentrification of Craig and Day-Day's neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
And more modern L.A. setting. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. Also, Nick Cannon, he's landed a Netflix docuseries that will show how he balances his booming professional schedule with raising 12 children with 6 women.
So, yikes.
No dates on when that'll be released, but I'm sure it'll be dropping on Netflix pretty soon.
What's the name of it?
Cheaper by the Dozen? I don't know.
You're not my dad!
How about that?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season! Happy birthday to those devoted, organized, and artistic Taurus.
I just want my baby.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to former NBA player, one of my fave role players back in his Miami Heat days. Happy birthday to Mario Chalmers. Happy birthday to comedian, actor, and writer, best known for his work on Saturday Night Live. Happy birthday to Michael Che. Sending some big birthday love to NBA Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett. A big happy birthday to supermodel, singer, songwriter, record producer, and actress who's had many memorable TV and movie roles. Happy birthday to Grace Jones. A big shout out to my Memphis cousin, rapper, record producer, and businessman. Happy birthday to Yo Gotti.
It's your boy Yo Gotti.
And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to Muslim minister, human rights activist, and one of the leaders of the civil rights movement. Happy heavenly birthday to Malcolm X.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, O'Neal Lee Jr., Kiana McFarlane, and Angel Dixon Mitchell. Happy birthday, Andrea Coyle, Monique Maple, and Namon Gray. Sending birthday love to Tia Tia, Christian Lewis, my dog Timothy Pruitt, a.k.a. The Music Man, and everybody else born on May 19th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. It's Nay.
Hey, Nay. What you doing?
Hey.
All right. What flavor air fresh you got in that car, Nay?
Man, you know the same. The sunshine linen, the best.
Sunshine linen.
Yeah, that sounds like a combination.
Where you buy that at?
Walmart. You know, make your car smell like fresh linen, like laundry. Smell good.
Oh, I like that. All right, Nay, we got a chance for you to win a family four-pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest. But in order to get that hookup, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Coming straight from the gutter. Toe tag a mother. Leave him under a cover. Lil Jon, he dropped the beat to make it bounce like rubber. Sean Paul told the heat to make it more good stuff.
Come on, yeah!
If you don't give a d***, we don't give a f***.
Hey!
If you don't give a d***, we don't give a f***.
Hey!
If you don't give a d***, we don't give a f***.
Hey!
If you don't give a d***, we don't
come
give a
f***. Come on, don't start no, won't be no, hey! Don't start no, won't be no,
what?
Won't start no, won't be no, don't start no, won't be no. I'm impressed at the fact that you cussed on the first part, but didn't cuss on the second
part.
That was
yell
me. Confusion. You know, I wasn't trying to cuss the first time, but I got a, my mouth bad. I wasn't trying to cuss the first time.
That's cool. That's balanced. I like that, cousin. You getting that hookup, you are winning those four tickets, the family pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest. Who are you taking with you?
My badass kids, you know, especially myself. I would love that.
Don't throw the baby kids in the car.
Yeah, you know, they right here listening to me right now. I'm dropping them off at school.
They got silver teeth?
I beg your pardon?
No, they don't.
Oh, they ain't bad enough.
They not that bad.
Right,
they
ain't that bad.
No,
nothing.
All right, man. Okay, okay.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up, Nate.
The best and only Hot 103 Gems with Hustle and Shine in the morning.